2000 started coming to Vilna, and they all came to the house of the deceased. Kaimilu et kohar chovot asmuchim sholichu levet hakneset hakadol v'lushulhoif. From Reb Chaim Weizer's house on 17 Kalimo, Jews covered all the streets until the Shulhoif. The Shulhoif is not far from our hotel. We're going to walk there on Shabbos. Shulhoif means where the great synagogue of Vilna was, where all the great shuls were, where the Vilna Gaon's Beis Medrash was, the heart of the ghetto, the Judengasse, if you like, of Vilna, and indeed it was known as the Yiddish Gasse. From pretty much where our hotel is, all the way to the house of Chaim Weizer, it was filled with Jews. Kol ha-malavim yadu yafeh shel viyato shel Rabbi Chaim Weizer hi hafgana yehudit rishona v'achrona b'mishtar ha-litoi sovieti. All the Jews who came to that funeral understood full well that this was going to be the first and last protest of the Jewish people under Soviet rule. שהלך והחמיר מיום ליום. כל אחד ראה איפה חובה מוסרית לעצמו, שלא להיעדר מתהלוכה. Jews saw it as an ethical obligation to be present at this funeral. ורביע בדרך זו את הזדהותו עם כלל ישראל. Every Jew came, secular Jews came. They all came to show their Jewish identity. מי לא השתתף במצעד האחרון זה של קהילת וילנה? Who was missing? No one. רבנים, תלמידי ישיבות, חברי מועצת העיר והקהילה ובראשם דוקטור יעקב ויגוצקי, ראש הקהל האחרון של וילנה. This was a secular head of Vilna, Dr. Yaakov Vygotsky. Everyone was at this funeral in August of 1940. כל הארגונים והמוסדות היהודיים שעוד המשיכו, any of the Jewish organizations that still existed as late as...
And remember on what side Japan was? World War II.
We have right here Sagarda, granddaughter.
Who?
Jacob's daughter.
Young lady.
Right here. Malgo. Someone right who's, here. Who's here with us today because of the kindness of this man. We're not going to go into the details now because they're going to close the museum on us. But right here, this is a memorial to Sibuhara. This is the man who sat there and signed passport after passport, giving people the... signing the visas that they were actually going to Curacao and other kinds of strange places, but they're stopping on their way on Japan to get there.
Transit visas.
Fiction, La Jolla Bonifera, but it got them out of Lithuania. It saved their lives, brought them ultimately to Shanghai.
Right.
And that's where the Mir Yeshiva made its way to Shanghai. Kletz, Rav Aaron Kuppler made his way to Shanghai. Members of Yeshiva's Chachmei Lublin made their way to Shanghai. All those institutions and the great Rabbanim and Rosh Hashivas were saved, made their way to America, Eretz Israel, and so on. It was through the efforts of this man.
Very fascinating.
Sibuhara.
19 Jews.
Well, you met one of the 19 Jews.
Oh, really?
Nabuch, you saw what he looks like, his age.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years will be nothing. That's why you don't make the trip now. Forget about it.
Well, really, he doesn't have anybody to give the key over to?
Yeah, there are 19 Jews left. They're all over 80. You understand?
Really? And
what was he
going to do? He's a premier? Is he? Give me a minute. I'll go.
Jewish community today? No, we're not getting off. Not getting off. Park. Park right here. You get a perfect shot if you like. Believe it or not, the head of the Karaite community's name is Firkovich. Those of you who know your Jewish history will know that a very prominent Karaite in the 19th century was Abraham Firkovich, who was also a notorious forger. His descendants now are the heads of the Karaite community in Vilna. We will also see the major Karaite shul in this part of Lithuania, which is in Troki. And there I will try the best I can, as I try here also. I tried to get a key to get in. The Karaites will not allow non-Karaite Jews to tour their shul. So we cannot get into the shul. You can just look at it. If anybody wants to convert to Karaitism on short notice... I don't know. But they may let us in Troki, so we'll try again in Troki. But here it is. This is the Karaite shul. Kof Reish Aleph Karaim. They are Jews who recognize only Torah Shebichtav. They only recognize the written law. They do not recognize